It's your show, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, to start things out here tonight, let's talk about change. Didn't you have something about change last night, Mark? I mean, I didn't ask you before the show, but I thought you had like an email or something.
Anyway,
if you do, pull that up, because we're going to talk about change. I mean, after all, that's what Obama was promising back in the 2008 campaign. It's what got his supporters so excited. And I, for one, like change. I mean, I try to do my best to embrace change. So change, that's something that's inevitable. We're going to see change. But were the changes that Obama brought to the U.S. federal government what his supporters were expecting him to bring? I don't know if most of them would say yes. I actually don't know what they would say, but I can't imagine they could possibly, if they were being in any way intellectually honest with themselves, yes, this is exactly what we thought.
When you listen to a lot of the liberal talk out there, you'll find some people that are pretty upset.
Is that right?
Especially the, you know, the more local type of liberal talk where they aren't beholden to a program director or, you know, a more national feel to the show.
Yeah.
But I've even heard Rachel Maddow and Keith Olbermann get on Obama for, you know, some of the things he's done. So
Justin Raimondo over at antiwar.com has one of his shortest articles ever. Whenever I see Justin Raimondo's articles, I always like them, because they're just so detailed and they're interesting, and he's a really great writer from what I can tell, but they're just so long, there's no way in hell we could ever use them on the air. But this one is actually usable. He's not closing Guantanamo. He's continuing the preventative detention policy of the Bush administration under a new rubric, prolonged detention. He's on board with military commissions, reformed, of course, and the denial of habeas corpus. And last but certainly not least, his supporters in Congress have launched a campaign to give him and his cabinet officials the power to close down the internet in the name of national security. In fact, isn't he going to be appointing some sort of cybersecurity czar at the federal level?
I can't get enough of that czar stuff.
Yeah, it's just like a throwback to the old Russian.
What a horrible
situation.
Title.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to put someone in a position like that, at least come up with a title that's not so ominous. And you know, it sounds tyrannical. It's almost like they're trying to sound tyrannical.
But they can really wear it on their sleeve now. I mean, can't they? They can basically say, hey, we're thugs. What are you going to do about it?
They want to inspire fear. You know, they want to scare people. Like, you must obey the czar.
Mm-hmm.
He has tremendous power over you.
I won't go on at length, says Raimondo, about the brazen hypocrisy and general slipperiness exhibited by Obama and his fans when it comes to key civil liberties issues such as these. Jack Goldsmith, former head of George Bush's Office of Legal Counsel, and Rachel Maddow, progressive commentator on MSNBC, have done a superlative job of that. Goldsmith, of course, notes the president's turn on a dime with obvious approval, arguing that the Bush approach was haphazard and lacked any substantive legal basis, while Maddow is horrified that instead of abolishing these Bush-era assaults on the Constitution, her former hero is intent on formalizing and legalizing them. So she strikes a powerful blow against Cheneyism without Cheney by pointing out that the president's preventative detention policy, which claims for the U.S. government the right to hold anyone, including American citizens, indefinitely, without trial, without formal charges, and without telling anyone,
yay,
is worse than anything Bush ever attempted in one important sense. The Bushian effort was at least secretive and strictly ad hoc. The Obamaites, however, are quite openly constructing what Obama calls a new legal regime to preside over this wholesale assault on the Constitution. At least the Bush crowd had enough remnants of moral sense to sneak around and try to hide their crimes against liberty and the rule of law. Although they tried to rationalize their actions with after-the-fact legal arguments, the effort seems to me rather half-hearted. They weren't really all that concerned with legalizing their power grab. They just went ahead and did it. Damn the torpedoes. The Obamaites, on the other hand, have a different style, but the substance is essentially the same, with the addition of a few minor tweaks and rhetorical flourishes. They want to bureaucratize and institutionalize the horrors of the past 8 years and make what used to be unthinkable routine. This Memorial Day should be devoted to reviving and refreshing the failing memory of the American people, or at least those millions who voted for Obama in hopes of a better day. Remember the campaign promises, the soaring rhetoric about the rule of law and our constitutional liberties? Remember this? Gitmo, that's an easy one. Close it. Remember the promise of change? As for this last, well, yes, the Obama administration is indeed carrying out a sea change in the realm of civil liberties. There is no doubt about that. It's a continuation of the transformation effected by Team Bush and made possible by the post-9/11 hysteria in which the leaders of both parties were caught up and which they continue to stoke for political gain. Witness Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's assertion that the jailing of terrorist suspects in American prisons somehow represents a threat to this country's security. Obama himself is not above this in rationalizing his escalation of the Afghan war and occupation because he was for peace, right? He continually harks back to the 9/11 terrorist attacks as if they justified the decades-long occupation of Afghanistan and surrounding areas envisioned by his favored policy wonks. The baddies, Obama avers, are plotting to attack America from their safe havens in Afghanistan and the tribal areas of Pakistan, which raises the question, so the F what? How much of a safe haven do they need to plot anyway? Answer, a space no bigger than an apartment in Hamburg, Germany, or a small town on Florida's Atlantic coast where the 9/11 attacks were plotted and carried out. The 9/11 attacks, so how is it, if that's all they need, that invading any country is going to ever do anything to stop them? It's not. The reason the countries are being invaded is, as we pointed out earlier this week on the Memorial Day weekend, was because it's the military-industrial complex all the way.
This goes to show that the people that are in charge and making policy, the presidents and all the other elected officials are just figureheads. They're just the front. And then behind them are all the big money and the companies and everything that have their fingers in the bowl that are lobbying and buying off these figureheads, and they're the ones that are actually making all the policy.
Didn't you say, Mark, that you'd seen a video, or maybe it was Gardner, of like the Daily Show, where they took clips of Obama and Bush, and basically they were finishing each other's sentences?
Yeah, that was Gardner.
Okay.
Really early, too. He's had more time to get even deeper and deeper into all of this. And I did comics about it. I was talking about this right after the election.
Like the left hand of the iron fist of the state and the right hand of the iron fist of the state.
And they were hardly any different, of course.
The 9/11 attacks, says Raimondo, provided the neoconservatives with the opportunity they'd been waiting for. As the Twin Towers came down, so did the traditional safeguards against tyranny that had been erected over the past 200 years by the founders and their successors. The neocons, in effect, pulled off a coup d'etat. As Bob Woodward pointed out, their method was to set up a separate government with Cheney at its head that did an end run around the institutional safeguards built into the system. Bush usurped the constitutional lines of authority that acted as a rein on the unrestrained use of government power. Obama's reforms will make that usurpation permanent. Change? You bet. So I just thought I'd share that with you, those of you who might be out there still thinking that Obama is in some way, shape, or form different from George W. Bush.
What baffles me is the ones that say, well, give him a chance.
Yeah, give him another 100 days, another 5 years.
And I agree that it does take time for change to be implemented. However, I've got a reasonably good idea of what's going on. I mean, I pay attention and I can see, I know socialism when I see it. What you're asking me to do is give socialism a chance. No. Thank you. I won't.
Right. He's saying they're not exactly hiding what it is they're planning here.
Well, and even the, you know, and Bush was socialist as well. He expanded the Medicare, medical government involvement in medical care massively, to a point where we can't even and to hardly anticipate how much it's going to cost. And Obama is doing things that we would call fascist that we sort of stereotypically attribute to the right wing, and they both do all of that. They're hardly any different at all, except for a little bit of rhetoric and some letters next to their name. But there's people are apologetic on both sides. Whoever's team they're on, you know.
I hope that some of these people that are paying at least some attention to this figure it out this time. Figure this out, that these Republicans and Democrats are on the same team. They're two sides of the same. Coin more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree,
most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-685-3314. 800-685-3314. That's 800-685-3314.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 9:50:20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 977.36, 488.68 for the half ounce, and 244.34 for a quarter ounce. That's 977.36, 488.68, and 244.34.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free lines, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click download. They're yours for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. your best chance at liberty in your lifetime right here in our very own New Hampshire. Those of us that are on the show tonight are Free State Project participants. We've all moved here within the last few years to get active for freedom up here, get together with like-minded people all in the same geographic area, specifically New Hampshire, in order to achieve liberty in our lifetime. I believe it is possible, and if you want to give it a shot, learn more about it, go to freestateproject.org. You can learn about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, upcoming event here next month that Free Talk Live will be attending and broadcasting live from. We'll be looking forward to seeing you there, as it's a great opportunity to come up here to New Hampshire and to experience what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded people who have the same goals. We want to achieve a greater, freer society, and so would love to have you come up here. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com, to learn more about that. As we continue...
I was going to say, come early in the week, I'm doing a pancake breakfast.
Early in the week, really?
Tuesday morning.
Oh, okay, that is pretty early. So there are things going on outside of the official Porcupine Freedom Festival hours.
You can be sure of that anytime there's a Free State Project event.
There's lots of unofficial partying and stuff that happens early in the week as well, all the way up to the weekend.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. That's what the show's about. Let's talk to Jim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey there, Dale's here too. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, Dale, hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, had a conversation with some guys at work today. And we always getting into things, but one of the guys at work was talking about a law in Minnesota, and I don't know if it's true or not, first I ever heard of it, stating that new fast food restaurants are making it's illegal for new fast food restaurants to have a drive-through. The thinking being that you're going to get out of the car, and by the time it takes you to walk from the car to the counter, you're going to say, man, this is a lot of trouble. I should go to the grocery store and buy food. Don't know if the law is true or not. First
or at least you get some exercise while you walk into the fast food restaurant where you get your 1,200 calorie value bonanza.
So wait, you're saying that law, you don't know if it's real?
No, I don't. That's actually not really the point. That was not the point of the call. It's what followed in the conversation next.
It does sound plausible that someone would propose such a thing. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's government. There you go. But here's the next line that it got me. The one guy was saying that, yeah, well, you got to consider that obesity is a problem with the children, and it's killing however many kids a day. And if a law like this saved one kid's life, wouldn't it be worth it?
No.
And I told him no. To which he responded, well, then you're broken.
You're broken?
And he said I was broken.
When people say that, they don't understand all the hidden damage that comes from all the unintended consequences of laws, and it's not at all clear that you're not harming who knows how many other people, possibly children, in the process of doing some new law or taxing, or the taxes that you have to do to enforce some law.
How many people is he willing to lock into a jail cell to save one child's life?
Fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, I mean, this was at work, and you can't really get into a whole lot of stuff. You got stuff to do, you know.
Ask him how many children he
has. I had to get away from the conversation. But I'm thinking, I was going to bring up the argument of the FDA that I heard. I don't remember who I first heard mentioned. It might have been Harry Brown, the late, great Harry Brown, I might add, who was saying that we don't know how many lives having an FDA and having the long processes that they're putting stuff through to get accepted, how many more people is that killing versus, what's going on now? And to me, the next logical argument would be, okay, well, then if passing a law like this saves one child, then let's get rid of the FDA and save hundreds of thousands of people a year. I mean, would you be for that?
It's a good point. I don't know how well it would go over in that particular conversation. You may be accused of trying to change the topic or something.
You're going off topic.
I work in the suburbs of Chicago, and most of the people I work with are from the city. So, I mean, you could tell what you're up against, and it's kind of pointless, but you get dragged into stuff. You know how that goes.
I understood. I think that the direction that I probably would have taken that is, look, it's not about the obese children. I agree with you that fat kids don't need to eat as much fast food, and I agree that their parents should be incentivized not to feed them the way that they're feeding them. However,
starting with agreement's a good idea. Yeah.
This is America, and you should be free to open whatever kind of business you want to open on your land.
Don't you agree?
Don't you agree?
Conversation's over.
Right.
They say no.
Don't you think I should be able to open whatever kind of business I want to open my land? And by mandating that I can't, what you're doing is you're not only taking away the freedom from, you're taking away the freedom of everyone when you do that in order to save one child's life. I agree with you that you should give up your freedom in order to save that child's life if you want to. And I think that good people should. However, I think that there's also a room for a man being able to do what he wants on his own property.
Well, you could also take it to the next level, and you could just ask them, well, why don't you just support, would you support banning fast food entirely? And if they say yes to that, another way to answer the question as to whether or not you believe someone should be able to run their own business. Clearly, they don't.
Find out the violence that they're willing to use to enforce this thing that they want to do, and then find out, you know, point out to them that some of the people that this violence gets used against are going to be parents of other children who will be impeded in their ability to raise those children. And those children are likely to lead much more troublesome lives, possibly get into trouble themselves.
That's a good point.
They don't have parents.
Right. Are they going to be better off?
In jail?
Yeah, are they going to be better off with...
They bring up the point in that case that, well, you know, some parents, you know, don't teach their kids and they're not responsible. And, you know, but does that mean that... I understand there are parents like that,
yep. You can
and
just Lord
knows
statistics.
I've been accused of it, but there are indeed parents like that. But does it make sense that because somebody all the way on the other side of the state is doing something wrong with their kids that it infringes on my rights? Well, I mean, it sounds selfish, but I mean, you know, I got to do what's best for my kids and my family. I got to worry about myself first.
I agree with you.
First.
However, you've already lost the you portion of this conversation because as far as he's concerned, you are broken from what you said. So now you have to start putting it in his neighborhood or someone else's neighborhood and show him how he's broken. And, you know, because he's willing to sacrifice the freedoms of every person on the planet in order to save one fat kid. That's what his choice is. He's willing to take the freedom away from that fat kid, too. He doesn't mind if you're enslaved. He only cares if you live. And it's essentially the life that you have in the movie The Matrix. You know, you're plugged in, but and you're living and breathing, but it's not real life because you're not free to live it the way you wish.
Great points, all. Thank you for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Always good to find points of agreement and then go from there to discover whether or not this person sees the gun in the room and how they feel about it. If they like the gun in the room, move on to another prospect. You're probably not going to change their mind. More on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are totally free. And those include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Edit virtually anything that you see. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you facing debt problems? With DebtCrisisSolutions.com, programs there are no more payments to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees to protect your bank account, wages, and property from lawsuits. If you're facing a debt crisis, you need to be able to keep your money that in order to take care of your family. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We'll take your calls if you make them. Otherwise, talk about things interesting to us. And we started out talking about the Obama campaign's claim of change. And it turns out that the changes they're bringing to the United States aren't exactly what the people that voted for them might have thought they were going to be. In fact, it seems like he's doing more of what – seems like he's trying to legalize what Bush did. Like, yeah. Bush did everything kind of under the radar illegally, and Obama is trying to make it a fully legal process and just basically change the existing system to where the tyranny that Bush brought about is completely legitimized and in no way putting them at risk of prosecution. Not that Bush is in any risk of prosecution.
Right? A few of the less apologetic conservatives pointed out the concerns they had when all these powers were being instituted through the Patriot Act in response to terrorism. They were saying, look, we may not stay in power forever. Someone else is going to be in power, and they're going to use these things in a way that we don't feel is acceptable. So yep. There are some people who anticipated this problem.
Well, as though they were doing anything acceptable before. They certainly weren't.
Right.
I don't think you're not saying that.
I'm
saying that conservatives who may have thought that it was okay some of the things Bush was doing were showing concern that or maybe they didn't as well. But the concern is, look, these powers that we're putting in place right now, they're really scary things. It's a lot of power to give to the executive branch of government, and there, some liberals are going to be in charge someday, and they're going to have these powers that Bush created.
It wasn't enough to stop them, though, that's for sure, because most of the conservatives were cheering it on.
Oh, yeah.
They could care less about what happens in 2008. So there we are.
Yeah, it does seem scary that that you've got one guy who has all the powers that the president has, and every 4 years some new president comes on and strengthens the power of the presidency. Mm-hmm. And it seems like if I really believed in conspiracies, a nationwide conspiracy like this. The fact is, people seem to want a strong president who does something. They want them to do something.
Protect me!
And when you look at the college professors and the people that rank the presidents from, highest to lowest, the 10 worst presidents in America.
They were the do-nothing presidents.
They were. Generally, you'll see Nixon will end up on the list because, well, he did bad. He got caught with the Watergate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Often you'll find maybe Carter on the list for being ineffective. He just didn't manage to get a lot of his policies done. And then after that, Ulysses S. Grant, and you're completely looking at presidents that you don't even remember back in the early 1800s kind of thing.
Somehow Abraham Lincoln and FDR end up on the top of the number one and number two. How does that happen?
Yeah. If Washington doesn't make the number one slot, Lincoln does. And as far as I'm concerned, he's one of the worst. So,
well, that's just it. Well, that's what you're saying is the historians say one thing, and they're basically claiming that, because these presidents did the most, they aggregated the most power, or they did created the most war situations, that they are therefore the best presidents.
Yep.
Whereas our position might be that the presidents that just kind of sat in the Oval Office and enjoyed themselves and really didn't do much of anything would have been the best presidents.
Yep.
Because they wouldn't have been expanding the purview of the state and the intrusiveness of it.
And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The fact is, if you were in Rome when Caesar crossed the Rubicon, or Caesar managed to become the chancellor of the Senate, or whatever it is that when Julius Caesar first took power, you didn't realize that the Republic had ended and that the reign of the Caesars had begun.
Yeah, they're just protecting us.
The emperors had taken over. You had no idea because they kept the trappings of the Republic for a very long time.
What do you think the Americans would have said? Back in, and I'm not saying I want the Republic back. I'd rather just dissolve this whole affair. But what do you think Americans, early North American United States people, would have said back in the 1800s in response to a president, like picking up the newspaper or whatever the hell, however news got around back then, picking up the newspaper and having the president say something like, "It's my job as president, my number one job to protect Americans." Do you think they would have swallowed that one? I mean, would have Americans from 200 years ago have said, "Yeah, that's right.
Well,
that's what the president's job is."
It would
they
be,
would have said, "Who
that
is this
the
guy?"
President's job to some extent is the commander in chief. He is there to protect. He's the head of the armed forces, and therefore it is his job to protect America against invasion. However, that little phrase has turned into a great deal more. I remember it was Grover Cleveland, I believe, in his letters with Lysander Spooner, had said essentially that he didn't feel that it was the role of the federal government to intercede in disasters. So the idea of rushing off to Katrina, that was a state role or a community role. That was not a national role, and he was a Democrat. So
does it ever occur to people that we fought the Revolutionary War against Britain to get our freedom without being a nation yet, like a separate. And that was like we were.
Yeah, wasn't the U.S. Army.
Right. We were. And everyone says that's impossible. We can't defend ourselves without central leadership. Except that's exactly what started what we now call America that we're so proud of and patriotic about.
And it's the best example of when force was used as far as defensive force is concerned to repel a nasty situation. Every other time since, for the most part, the U.S. military has been going out and getting involved in other people's business.
Decentralized sort of guerrilla warfare in a defensive, people invading invading our land, I guess you could say, and a lot of different people's lands, and decentralized, no president. We want it. I wasn't there. I shouldn't say we, but they want it. And they defended against the tyranny of Britain at the time without a president. But we are so stuck on this notion that we can't function that way. Why do we now think that?
It's been decades of indoctrination, and that's what I'm trying to say here, Mark, is there's got to be a difference between the mindset of an American from 200 years ago and today, to where if a president said 200 years ago, it's my job to protect you, they'd have laughed at that. You can't protect me. You're in Washington, D.C. How can you can't do any protecting. We've got our guns. We'll take care of ourselves just fine, whereas today's Americans, like, oh, my God, round off all the corners. Make it so I get out of my car at the fast food restaurants. I need to be told everything that I need to do from up to sundown. Please help me, government. I mean, the Americans have become so just so neutered. Not that I was around back then to really know. I'm just speculating here. I get the feeling that people are a little more self-sufficient back in the past.
Well, I can't imagine how one would believe would have any concept that it might be otherwise.
All right, we continue. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to say I got pulled over in Manchester today. The no U-turn sign was across the street on the traffic island on the other side of the intersection instead of right next to me where I would have expected it to be.
Mm.
Okay? So I made the U-turn. I get pulled over.
Clearly, there are no murderers in Manchester or arsonists or rapists to be investigating.
I said, I had the green arrow, and the cop said, yeah, but there was a sign like the one right over there, that one. And, So, license and registration, and asked if that's my current address. I said, yeah, it is. I was looking for immigration, okay, because I had to bring my wife up there to get hassled and interrogated and robbed. But I couldn't say that to the cops. But anyway.
We're going to get back to your story here in a moment. Hang on, Tom. Tom pulled over for a U-turn violation, which, by the way, one of our activists out here in the Keene area was given a ticket like that a few years ago. He went in there, basically said, I'm not going to pay this. You know, I don't believe in extortion. And he didn't have to pay it. It was great. So you don't necessarily have to. I hope Tom won't. We'll find out here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want, just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away. They include the archives. Those archives are free. Right there on the front page of the website. Click, download, they're yours. freetalklive.com. And to go back for an entire year. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Gil Edward or by Gil Edwards of the Termco Life Insurance Agency. Termco is protecting your family against financial loss due to an untimely death. If you call them, 800-685-3314. Call Gil at Termco Life Insurance Agency, 1-800-685-3314, and get yourself protected. All right, so we continue here taking your calls. Tom is still on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you got pulled over for an illegal U-turn today, and you're just beginning to get into the story. Go ahead.
The cop asked if that was my current address. I said, yeah, I'm up here. I'm looking for immigration. And then the cop went and ran my license and came back and gave me directions where how to get to immigration. It said, consider yourself fortunate that I'm sympathetic. Okay, and didn't write me a ticket. And it dawned on me, you know, was that the same Manchester cop that we met at the Liberty Forum? I don't know, but
you met a Manchester cop at the Liberty Forum?
Yeah, you guys were there in Nashua at that hotel there, and there was that Manchester cop. I don't know if it was the same one or not, but the next...
No, there's a cop, I don't know if you're talking about Brian Jardis, the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition member. He is not a Manchester cop.
Oh, okay, but the other point I wanted to bring up, what I've done, I went to Congressman Ron Paul's congressional website, and I cut and pasted his congressional speeches into a website, and anybody else can do the same thing. Of course, you just cut and paste these speeches and make complete year sets.
Why would you do that?
Well, if you print those up, see, if people got the funds to print those up into books, then they can preach with that, just like the Mormons do with the Book of Mormon, hand out these copies. And the advantage of that over a book by Ron Paul is that it's small doses, and people won't look at it, oh, geez, look at the size of this thing. I ain't got time to read this whole thing. It's like getting a magazine, and you see a few articles that interest you, and you read those. See?
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you. I don't know if I want to go out and start a church of Ron Paul. But certainly he's written some good things over the years.
Some good things. I mean, you don't even have to put his name on it necessarily. I mean, that's not the intention, is to make
a cult of personality. I think you would want to attribute his work to him.
Yeah, I mean,
he did that.
He has addressed very...
You could put his picture on every page.
Yeah. He's addressed certain specific subjects on the issue of liberty really well. You have to give him credit for that. I mean, in terms of talking about where government has gone horribly wrong on a specific issue or with a specific historical event, he's very good at addressing that in a way that the average person can understand it.
I like Ron Paul. I've enjoyed some of his writing in the past. I have to say, of course, I'm a big fan of the late, great Harry Brown, as our caller referred to him earlier. And if you're looking for some really excellent liberty-oriented articles that are well-researched and very persuasive, go to Harry Brown's website. It's still online, harrybrown.org, I believe is what it is. And remember, that's Brown with an E, harrybrown.org. And you can go through topic by topic. He has them all categorized as far as, if you're looking for something about the war on drugs, he's got them. If you're looking for something about taxes, he's got that. And it's all there, and it's great stuff. So he left us with that, and thank goodness for him. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls to the Amp Line and Glenn in Massachusetts. You're on the air.
Hey, Marky and Dale, how are you tonight?
What's happening?
So I guess the big issue of today was that North Korea said that if the U.S. Keeps on boarding its ships or whatnot, that they would consider it an act of war, and how it would respond, who knows. And, as it pertains to tonight's conversation with government action and protecting you, is there any justification that you guys would think of for maybe trying to disarm a potentially thuggish and hostile nuclear-armed country, or should we just kind of stop boarding their ships and let them do what they're going to do?
Mark, do you want to take that one? I've got my answer, but it won't have anything to do with the military.
I really have to say that I think that... that North Korea needs to. We need to stay out of the southeastern Asian subcontinent and let those people handle themselves. I think China can probably handle North Korea just fine.
I've heard that before too. That if we pulled out of there and just stopped getting involved at all, the slack would get taken up. I guarantee it.
So I don't think that anything justifies a coercive authoritarian state, and I don't care what baddies there are out there around the world. I face the greatest threat from the people that are in Washington, D.C., and the people in Concord, New Hampshire. I mean, those are the threats in the people in the city of Keene, but those are the greatest threats to my freedom, not some two-bit dictator in some country halfway around the world. And, of course, if there were no U.S. military, not just in that side of the world, but everywhere in 700-plus military bases, over 130 countries, if the U.S. military wasn't doing all of those things, then we probably wouldn't be having anything to talk about as far as world affairs that could possibly threaten the United States. And if there were some kind of legitimate threat to somebody's assets here in the United States in the absence of the U.S. military, then it would be up to each individual or each businessman to decide for themselves what level of protection they need for themselves. And if they need a specific level of protection that has to do with surface-to-air missiles for their business, then it's up to them to figure out how to get that going on. It's not my responsibility to protect their business interests, wherever they are, whether they're here or halfway across the world.
What about, South Korea as an ally and they're...
Well, they're only allies because of what the government has done.
It's an entangling alliance that we shouldn't be involving ourselves
right.
with.
Here's where you need to come at from this is... Absolutely. South Korea is an ally of the United States. And
the government.
What you're thinking of as the United States is you. And South Korea doesn't give a flying flip about you.
Nope.
But your taxpaying dollars are basically going to subsidize their military. Why are American taxpaying dollars subsidizing the South Korean military?
Because they're a more virtuous, freer country that that we support.
Oh, good. Now the government's legislating morality.
Yeah.
How does that work, generally work?
Because we see one group of people, like a Hitler.
How? Not does it work. How does it generally go? I mean, how does that go when the government legislates morality?
I guess it went well when we stopped Hitler.
I understand where you're coming from. We didn't stop Hitler from a moral standpoint. We didn't do it because he's slaughtering Jews. It's a really great place to stand. Holy crap. Wow. He was killing Jews too. But that's where, you know, they were surprised when they showed up Nuremberg and Dachau. The soldiers were like, holy man, we had no idea, because they had no idea.
Mm-hmm. The German people didn't really know.
No, nobody knew.
And go back far enough and we're responsible for Hitler. So.
We, meaning the U.S. federal government, and what they did. Well, we
That's
had nothing to do with
it. I still make is saying we when I'm talking about the American government.
I do too.
The American government before I was born, no less. So.
We is a majority of the American people. And that's what the we is about.
I don't accept excuses for using that.
I say that it's a mistake when I say it, and I'm glad that Ian catches me and reminds me to quit doing it.
It's collectivist speak that we have been indoctrinated effectively in order to speak, very effectively to speak in those terms. And it's very dangerous because it puts us into the shoes of criminals. It puts us into the shoes of people who have harmed others.
We are criminals. In the sense that we didn't do anything to stop it.
I wasn't alive. How could I have done anything to stop that?
You could get your AK-47 and you go to Washington, D.C., and you could stop the crime that's going on right now, soldier.
You and I both know that is not going to stop anything. A path of violence is not going to solve any of these violent problems. If you're dealing with violent thugs, like the federal government, you are outgunned and outmanned, and you going there and initiating violence is only going to result in you perishing and you being made to look like a madman.
And as long as they continue to have their appearance of legitimacy, that's their biggest weapon. When you attack them, that then becomes a justification for them to use yet more violence against you. You're a terrorist.
We needed all this security. We're a madman here.
And now you've just enlarged their power because you've increased their legitimacy even more.
You played into their hand, basically.
That's exactly what they want us to do is to fight them violently.
Glenn, your final thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's right. But sometimes I do wonder, you know, there could be some really awful terrible powers, even worse than the U.S. government out there.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that, but you're talking about a difference in degrees, and I thank you for the call here. And it's not a justification to enact violence to aggress against your neighbors. Just because there's some bad guy out there somewhere doesn't mean you get to steal from people. But that's what's going on. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.